In the early morning hours of July 23rd, 2000, at about 3 a.m., four police officers responded to a call regarding a loud party at a residence. Upon arriving at the house, they heard shouting from inside and proceeded down the driveway to investigate. There, they observed two juveniles drinking beer in the backyard. They entered the backyard and saw through a screen door and the windows an altercation taking place in the kitchen of the house. According to the testimony of one of the officers, four adults were attempting, and with some difficulty, to restrain a juvenile. The juvenile eventually broke free, swung a fist, and struck one of the adults in the face. The officer testified that he observed the victim of the blow spitting blood into a nearby sink. The other adults continued to try to restrain the juvenile, pressing him up against a refrigerator with such force that the refrigerator began moving across the floor. At this point, an officer opened the screen door and announced the officer's presence. Amid the turmoil, nobody noticed. The officer entered the kitchen and again cried out, and as the occupants slowly became aware that the police were on the scene, the altercation ceased. The officers subsequently arrested the adults and charged them with contributing to the delinquency of a minor, disorderly conduct, and intoxication. In the trial court, the defendants filed a motion to suppress all evidence obtained after the officers entered the home, arguing that the warrantless entry violated the Fourth Amendment. The case was appealed all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. So currently, we are before the U.S. Supreme Court, and here is the issue before the court. The issue before the court is whether the officer's entry into the defendant's home was reasonable under these circumstances. And here is the rule. Where officers have objectively reasonable basis to believe that an injured person might need help, it is reasonable under the Fourth Amendment for the officers to enter a premise without a warrant to render aid to an injured occupant or protect an occupant from imminent injury. And here is how the court analyzed this case. The court explained that it is a basic principle of Fourth Amendment law that searches and seizures inside a home without a warrant are presumptively unreasonable. Nevertheless, because the ultimate touchstone of the Fourth Amendment is reasonableness, the warrant requirement is subject to certain exceptions. One exigency obviating the requirement of a warrant is the need to assist persons who are seriously injured or threatened with such injury. The need to protect or preserve life or avoid serious injury is justification for what would be otherwise illegal absent an exigent or emergency. Accordingly, law enforcement officers may enter a home without a warrant to render emergency assistance to an injured occupant or to protect an occupant from imminent injury. The defendants conceded to this rule, but they, however, argued that the officers were more interested in making arrest than quelling violence. They asked the court to consider, in assessing the reasonableness of the entry, whether the officers were indeed motivated primarily by a desire to save life and property. But the court disagreed with them. The court explained that the subjective motives of the officers were irrelevant. The court stated that our cases have repeatedly rejected this approach. An action is reasonable under the Fourth Amendment, regardless of the individual officer's state of mind, as long as the circumstances, viewed objectively, justify the action. The officer's subjective motivation is irrelevant. Next, the defendants argued that their conduct was not serious enough to justify the officer's intrusion into the home. But again, the court disagreed with them. The court explained that, "We think the officer's entry here was plainly reasonable under the circumstances. The officers were responding at 3 o'clock in the morning to complaints about a loud party. As they approached the house, they could hear from within the house an altercation occurring, some kind of a fight. It was loud and it was tumultuous. The officers heard thumping and crashing and people yelling, 'Stop, stop, and get off me.' As the trial court found, it was obvious that knocking on the front door would have been futile. The noise seemed to be coming from the back of the house, and after looking in the front window and seeing nothing, the officers proceeded around back to investigate further. They found two juveniles drinking beer in the backyard. From there, they could see that a fracas was taking place inside the kitchen. A juvenile who had his fist clenched was being held back by several adults. As the officers watched, the juvenile breaks free and strikes one of the adults in the face, sending the adult to the sink spitting blood. In these circumstances, the officers had an objectively reasonable basis for believing that the injured adult might need help and that the violence in the kitchen was just beginning. Nothing in the Fourth Amendment required them to wait until another blow rendered someone unconscious or semi-unconscious or worse before entering. The role of a peace officer includes preventing violence and restoring order, not simply rendering first aid to casualties. The manner of the officer's entry was also reasonable. After witnessing the punch, one of the officers opened the screen door and yelled in police. When nobody heard him, he stepped into the kitchen and announced himself again. Only then did the turmoil subside. The officer's announcement of his presence was at least equivalent to a knock on the screen door. Indeed, it was probably the only option that had even a chance of rising above the din. Under these circumstances, there was no violation of the Fourth Amendment knock and announce rule. Furthermore, once the announcement was made, the officers were free to enter. It would serve no purpose to require them to stand dumbly at the door, waiting a response while those within brawled on, oblivious to their presence. To conclude, the officer's entry into the house without a warrant was reasonable because the officers had an objectively reasonable basis to believe that occupants in the house may need aid.